Thanks. Can everybody hear okay? Yeah?
Yeah, it's fine. Good.
Well.
So, Becky, you kind of going to lead that ending kind of thing, right? Between the two of them. What's that? Oh, okay. Going into 58, they have a quarter note triplet, so.
Cellos. 57,
the second half of the bar. Beats 3 and 4. Can I see what your old instrument is? Oh. Okay. So I'm talking to the
same.
David, do you want us to hold that for the whole 3 bars, or just kind of just come out whatever?
I think about
whatever. David Mann? The two cellos are mic'd in slightly different ways. You're right. He suggested mic'ing it over the bridge. So see if you can hear a difference. If you don't like it, we'll put that one back where we normally do, which is over the F hole. Can you hear me? See if you hear a difference, if you like it better or worse or whatever, if you're not getting enough out of it. Okay, that might be it then.
Oh, you can't hear.
I can't hear you guys for a different
track. Can you hear them?
Excuse me. But
it's purely the volume.
Well, we're just competing with all the percussion.
All right.
Sorry.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you guys.
Yeah, just in general, you need to really dig in a little bit harder than you normally would because of
the pluckers you have.
Okay, the next song is Marching Through the Wilderness. I got some notes on this one. The first measure is actually a 4-4 measure. I count one, and Mauro does a timbale fill, which takes up the remaining 3 beats of the measure. So it actually is a 4-4 measure. Second violin, bar 28, the second note is a G. That's it. Everything else is as written. Mm-hmm.